Hello and welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson filling in for the wonderful Mick Kerr this week. And joining us now is Mike Skaug. He is with the Minnesota Soybean Growers. He is a director. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. You are in Polk County. And how are things going for you in Polk County? How are things looking?
Well, you know, we've had quite a struggle completing the wheat. We had spring wheat that we finally did complete on September 7th, I believe it was. But there's still wheat out there, and I'm hoping that guys can get that completed.
How did the wheat look that did come off for the most part?
You know, for us, it was really a mixed bag. You know, the yields were respectable, but our falling numbers was a wide range of over 300 to under 200, and it varied quite a bit even within the field. So, and we still have some wheat that we have to haul in that we're not sure what those levels are at, but I'm thinking it's going to be within that range anywhere, someplace in there.
You still have quite a bit of wheat in your county that gets grown every year?
I don't know that we have so much wheat in the fields yet in the county. I think 2-3 days would probably complete it.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm sure people are anxious and eager to get that work wrapped up.
Yeah, I think they really are. It's been pretty stressful. It's been a long time, and wheat harvest usually doesn't take this long, and it's been going on for several weeks. So.
It was pretty bizarre for us. You know, usually wheat harvest is wrapped up by the time the kids go back to school, but it was bizarre to see people in the field after school started harvesting wheat. You know, just a bizarre sight almost.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's really, really stressful. And but, you know, we'll have to move on to the next crop when this gets done and go from there, I guess.
Absolutely. How are soybeans looking in your area?
Well, for the most part, you know, they ended up growing to decent height. And although the little bit that I've walked into the fields, I've seen some really good flowering, some set pod sets that are really good, and other fields that it's just kind of mediocre. So I think it's a mixed bag there again, but we maybe could even experience yields in the 40s, but we're probably going to have yields under 30 as well. It's just it's going to be quite a swing in that yield department.
Are things starting to turn in your area?
Yeah, the early group soybeans are starting to turn. You know, I would think that some people would be harvesting, you know, within a couple weeks. So we won't have anything for probably 3 weeks because we don't raise anything early. But I think soybean harvest in Polk County will start probably 10 days or 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. How about corn? How are things looking there? Do you have a lot of corn in your area?
Yeah, there's a lot of corn. I would say that, you know, the corn looks respectable, not as far along as it should be at this time, but it's been behind all year. But there's different plant, a decent plant height, and the ears are got good numbers, good counts of kernels on the ears. So, you know, I think it could be respectable if we can get it to dry down, mature and dry down.
Sure. When I was at Big Iron, I was talking to some people that thought they might be harvesting, you know, into November and December and maybe even later. Is that sounding like the case in your area? I guess it all depends on Mother Nature here too.
Well, it really does, Shauna, but I think they're probably pretty right, because it gets to be, what do you choose to have extra cost in artificially drying it through a grain dryer, you know, or letting it stay in the field and curing on its own. So it's always a tough call on those late season crops.
Hmm. And how about other crops in your area? Is that kind of the bulk of it, wheat, corn, and soybeans, or what else do you guys have in your area?
Well, you know, Polk County is a big sugar beet growing area, and sugar beets look pretty good. I think they're going to have a decent crop. The edible beans, there's quite a few edible beans in Polk County as well, and having trouble with those getting mature enough to harvest. So uneven that they're having a tough time being able to start.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you are with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, and you have some big things to talk about. You've been very busy, haven't you?
It's been really exciting for Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, and we're trying to represent all the soybean growers across the state of Minnesota. And this past year, you know, we got legislation passed for a money to be appropriated to the Soybean Innovation Campus that we're proposed to have built in Crookston, which is located in Polk County. So we're really excited, and we're really grateful to the legislatures for coming through on that. It was quite a reward.
Boy, I guess so. And you said almost unanimous support out of the House for that, right?
Yeah, it was. And Senate had the majority support as well. So it was a good thing. It was. We're really grateful for the leadership and for all the legislatures in the Northwest Minnesota that took part and carried the weight here on this.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about it for anyone who maybe hasn't heard about it, the Soybean Innovation Campus going up in Crookston. What are the plans, and when are you anticipating it to start processing?
Well, the feasibility and economic studies have been done, and now it's looking for equity, the equity drive for the main soybean crush, the large crush facility, which will be privately owned, is going on by Epitome Energy. They're doing the equity drive on that. And then the Soybean Innovation Campus, which would be a public part of it, is going to be funded by the state of Minnesota. You know, the $5 million will be going into that. And Minnesota Department of Agriculture has committed some monies to it as well. And that portion of it will be a small crush for specialty soybeans and other grains as well, anything that has oil that can be extracted from it. So that's really exciting. I think that's going to be a good thing, and it's going to be a good fit for those two businesses to be connected.
Wow, that is going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. You know, although in terms of the plant, you know, it's probably in a moderate range, size-wise, 62,000 bushels of soybeans crushed per day is the projected on the small, or, you know, if they keep it in at the $150 million plant size, dollar-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If they do the larger crush plant, that'll double the crush per day, and they're looking at that plant being something over $200 million in investment. So the final dollar figures are being put together now this year, and we'll go from there.
What a boost for growers in that area.
You know, it will be a direct impact to the soybean growers, you know, in terms of bases and possibly even grower contracts with specialty soybeans. And, you know, that's a pretty cool thing, because we have mid-sized growers in Polk County that would be a perfect fit for preserving the identity of these specialty soybeans.
Hmm. Other crops you said would be able to be crushed there as well. Hemp, would that be something?
Other crops would be other oil crops, you know, sunflowers, hemp, canola, you know, things like that that would be able to be crushed in the specialty part of it.
Wonderful. Wow. Well, great work. Good job.
Yeah, we're really hoping that we get a groundswell of local support on this thing, and not even just local, but, I mean, the whole upper Northwest can benefit. The communities would have a great chance to have direct and indirect benefits from this deal.
Absolutely. Is there anything else we need to know at all here today, Mike?
Well, if you want to know anything more about the Soy Innovation Campus, just go on to minnesotasoybean.org, and you can find out some information. We have a video on there and stuff like that, so you're welcome to take part in it.
Okay, very good. We look forward to checking that out. Is there anything as far as timeline is concerned? I'm guessing there's still a lot of work to be done before we know an exact timeline.
Yeah, well, see, the appropriations that are from state of Minnesota will be available July of 2020.
Mike Skog with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.